Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, today's episode is a special one because it's the first episode that I'm recording here in Dubai. Only a few days ago, my wife and myself packed up our house and packed up our suitcases and moved to Dubai to set up our life here. And there's been plenty of questions, plenty of people saying, why? Why move to Dubai? That I thought, well, what better way to answer some of the questions than to put an episode of the podcast together? Now, I think it's important, you know, for any of you watching or listening to this right now to just have a little bit of a context to my journey, to just kind of understand where I'm at in my career, in my life, and myself and my wife are together. The hope that this episode really, in my hope in the episode, is to just give you an idea of how my thoughts have changed over the years, how it's led to the decision to move countries, how that would affect us in a positive way, what people may think about whether or not it will affect us in a negative way. But I just think that it's great to just share this with you, share a part of our journey with you. Now, it's no surprise to me that now we're living in a different country. It's no surprise probably within the last 6 or 12 months. But if I actually look back at my life so far, there's been so much evidence of me making shifts when I'm unfulfilled. And when I say about unfulfilled, I don't need to say that in a, you know, sad, depressed, unhappy. Unfulfilled just means that to me, you're just not as fulfilled as you could be. You're not as happy as you could be. My whole life so far has been enjoyable, has been progressive, but there's one thing that I always question to myself: am I truly, truly happy? Is there more? And as I am the master of my own destiny, I think it's important that I continually question myself. And that's one of the reasons why I'm in Dubai right now. It's one of the reasons that myself and my wife made the decision. But let's just take a little step back. I'm going to answer all of the questions that kind of came in, you know, some of the things that you guys have put to me. But let's take a little step back. Because if I actually look at my journey so far, it's no surprise that I'm moving on again. One of the most important milestones in my life really was when I was working for my father in property. And I remember it was two years before I actually became a personal trainer in the fitness industry. And I was in West Bromwich in Birmingham in UK. And I went into the office and I said to Dad, I woke up not happy today. And I said to myself that if I wake up unhappy, whatever I'm doing, it's time to change. And as I was working in surveying, I know it was so important for me to have my own identity, not be my father's son, and to create my own thing. I had no idea what that was. I just knew I loved being in a gym. Anyway, quick fast track for you. I became a personal trainer, worked in a health club. After a while of being in the health club, I just went, yeah, I think I'm done here. And then it was the whole thing of, well, if I'm done here, but I love coaching, what's next? Do I move cities? What's next? And I talked to a mentor, got some guidance, and it was like, are you fulfilled to do this? And I was like, yeah, create your own studio. Anyway, after 4 or 5 years of having my own studio and filling the studio, and every single day of that journey was so fulfilling, so enjoyable, so exciting. And then I just got to a point, I was like, yeah, I think there's something next, something that's bigger. And it's quite funny actually, because today I was talking to a coach in Australia who was saying that they're having this whole feeling of like unfulfilled. And you don't want to look at those feelings of unfulfilled and say, I hate my life, I'm frustrated with my life. It's now becomes the planning for what's this next thing? What am I being called to do? And my calling at that point was to not rest on my laurels and have a studio, it was to open up a gym. And then when I opened the gym, and I was personal training on the gym floor, I opened a gym in Nottingham in the UK, and then I filled my PTs up, so they got really busy and the gym was busy, and my PT was busy. Then I started some online coaching, and then I started some education, always kind of challenging myself. And funny enough, this was all in Nottingham. Then I started to speak at different events, and I was starting to think, well, I like this whole idea of moving around and walking down the hill one day in Nottingham. I said, I think I'm done here. And this I'm done is repeating itself. So when I said to myself, what about being done in Nottingham? Where the heck do I go next? And I know that being in the big city, London, was calling me. And I met my wife, and I moved down to London. She was in London. And then in a very short space of time, like within 3 years of being in London, it was, well, what's next? And my wife kept having these conversations with me. And funnily enough, I move. If the wind blows and the unfulfillment comes through me, something big is around the corner. And it's my job, as John D. Martini used to say, or does say, should I say, the quality of your life depends on the quality of the questions you're asking for yourself or of yourself. So I kept challenging myself. What I'm constantly doing in my life is challenging. But in order to have the bigger and better things, I have to build a bigger and better business, and I have to build a bigger and better team. Now, fast forward to the pandemic. Quite a lot of our business was face-to-face. I was running business masterminds face-to-face. We had our personal training mentorship face-to-face. We had our gym, which was obviously a face-to-face service-based business. But I had quite a lot of remote business. We'd run a lot of coaching and mentoring online. And the pandemic forced my hand and said, I've got to move more and more online and solve the problem for coaches that couldn't meet us face-to-face and move everything digitally. And with digital came the idea that the possibility of not needing to be face-to-face for everything opened up. And so the quality of the questions I kept asking to myself became different. What if? What if? And this, like many of us working from home, remotely from home, it became the whole idea of, well, could you be somewhere else? So myself and my wife were having conversations, because we traveled to Dubai quite a bit. And we were having conversations such as, well, would you spend more time here, like 3 or 4 times a year? Should we look at renting a property or buying a property? So we came out on one of our holidays was to look around properties in Dubai. And as I got right to the pinnacle point of being able to put money down as a deposit to buy an apartment in Dubai, it fell through, and we got the agent said in the room, sorry, someone's just snapped it up. And I thought, this is a sign to me. So the conversation my wife and I had on the flight on the way back was, would you live here? Now, so one of the questions that kind of came up was asking me, are you moving there simply from a tax perspective? Are you moving there to open up a gym facility? Well, on the flight back, the conversation that my wife and I had for ourselves was, what is it that we want out of our lives? What is it that we both want together? And this is something that's really important that you ask of yourself. You see, if you in 2-3 years time say, I'd love to live in a different country, don't forget, guys, in the UK, in America, where people do not want to travel, they don't want to move to different countries, that's fine. But with the quality questions that myself and my wife were asking, where would you live, what would you do, and what would life look differently if you could? And the thing about my life is that if I set myself a goal of getting somewhere and then put the business model in place, it facilitates the quality of life that I want to live. Doesn't matter how long it's going to take, that fulfills me to get there. So we said, well, it will give us a better quality of life, i.e. more time in the sun. Not necessarily to just go and sit on the beach every single day, but weekends on the beach, different social networks, different climate, different country. And the opportunity to eventually bring up our child in a country that's very, very different, but would give us a better quality of life. And so the first thing that we looked at was, why are we moving? And it's actually the quality of life for my wife, for me, and eventually our child. A lot of people said to me, well, what about the tax? Are you specifically going to Dubai for the tax? And I said, the tax is a huge benefit. However, if I was to move to Dubai for the simple benefit of tax, but I was unfulfilled, I know that myself I would actually end up saying, listen, Marsh, let's move on. Let's go somewhere else. So the first thing had to be, did we love the place? Do we feel it's the right move? And is it somewhere that we want to be? That's number one. Now, obviously, another huge benefit is income tax, corporation tax, VAT, you know, the benefit of having that. Comes with big challenges. It comes with big challenges moving the business. But the predominant reason was fulfillment. Getting to a stage in your life or our life where we question the quality of our life, whether we're happy, whether we want to be somewhere else, and whether or not I can create a business that helps me to move forward or create a business that moves forward so that creates better opportunity for us. People have said kind of like, what about your team? What about the business? What about the fact it's in the UK? Well, one of the most important things about having a team is the team have their own life. They have their own partners. They have their own journeys that they want to go through. And when you work for a business, when you work for a company, when you work for an organization, ultimately you're working for yourself, i.e. you want to build, buy your own house, rent your own apartment, do your own holidays, do your own thing. And the company that you work for is facilitating that by paying you a salary. And in return, you're doing the thing, the work for the company. So everybody's winning. So ultimately, my company, as well as needing to see me at certain times throughout the year, so long as the management structures of the right people are in place and the roles and people are fulfilled, then ultimately I can be wherever I want to be. So that again gives me the opportunity to step up and make the systems, the people, the training, the hiring. So that ends up bringing more fulfillment to me because it brings a different challenge. But I've already had 5 or 6 years in the UK learning how to manage people from afar and not seeing people a lot. So why have we moved? Well, one, it's for being fulfilled. Two, it's that next step in my life where I went, is London fulfilling me to its biggest potential? Not yet, not at the moment. I love London, I love my family. You know, quite a few people actually said, will you miss your family? Now, immensely, I love my family, but my family have their life and things that they're doing, and there's absolutely no reason why I can't travel back every few months and see my family for big holidays, etc. coming up. We're going back for Christmas. So the reality is, especially for my family, it could be 2 or 3 months before we see each other sometimes. So being in a different country and coming back will make that even more special. Hopefully at some point the guys will come out here, the family will come out here and see myself and Marsha too. Really, to sum this up for you, you know, for me, the one thing that's really important is if I'm not doing what I truly want, I'm actually unfulfilled. And if I'm unfulfilled, then everybody else around me does not benefit. Dubai is a place for us, brings fulfillment, brings happiness. Of course, it brings financial benefits, but I'm only going to benefit from that because I'm in a position that I can. It strengthens relationships, going back and seeing different people. But most importantly, it's about the fulfillment. It's about the opportunity to say to yourself, and what we've said to ourselves is like, where do you want to be and can you create the opportunity to be there? It's taken us just under a year to pack up, sell up, sort the finances out, put everything in storage, do everything properly. It's taken some time, but it's another chapter. I think, you know, people are like, how long are you going to be there? You know, is this forever? And I'm like, well, however, whichever way the wind blows, if it blows in a different direction in a year and a half and we move somewhere else, we move back home, I'm open to that. I think a lot of people like to pigeonhole what you've got to be or where your life's got to be at certain points. For me, my life will be where it's going to be. And I think that, in closing, really for me, brings excitement, inspires me to work harder, always means that there's something bigger and better and different and more challenging that's ahead, which means that for me, I don't like the idea of just settling. You know, I like the idea of maybe being here and having somewhere in Europe. I like the idea of traveling a little bit more. And my wife and I speak every single week about what our possibilities could be. I think for couples and relationships, you know, sometimes they become stagnant and stale because life becomes unfulfilling, life becomes the same, life becomes boring. And I don't want that for us. We are very unique characters in what we want for our lives, and we will move around depending on which way the wind blows. But right now, the wind's blowing in Dubai. We're extremely happy, we're excited. I'm gonna take you on a journey with me because at the end of 2023, our home is gonna be built. It's being built at the moment, and we're very, very excited to watch the build stage of it happening. And we'll take you on that journey and show you how it all develops over time. And who knows, are we here in 2 or 3 years' time? I don't know. But for right now, this is home, and you'll be seeing a lot more of myself and my wife from Dubai. If you've enjoyed this episode, please, if you're on YouTube, just click like and subscribe. If you're listening to the podcast, and hopefully you're an avid listener, please share it on your stories. Let's help more fitness professionals achieve and build successful fitness businesses. Guys, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.